To tell everyone here that I am excited to be here would be an understatement. I am especially excited because I consider some of the people in this room members of the Access Technology team, Tony, Wes, Clara, and Ann Taylor, to be personal heroes of mine. As I do Mark Riccobono, the President and the First Lady. Now, these are inspirational people. I also realize that me and one other session stand between you and lunch. So I will get to the point. At our company, DQ, we've been working for more than a decade with Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, educational institutions, so that people using screen readers can have full access to the web, assuring internet accessibility. We are seeing a big change in direction in companies globally. We are seeing an increase in the awareness of web accessibility, and we are happy to be a part of this change. But we are seeing another change. We are seeing advancements on the web. These advancements on the web that are occurring, we must make sure they don't leave us behind, that they can be enjoyed by everyone. So DQ has been investing quite heavily so that the blind have equal access to the advancements on the web. We see the lack of training and the lack of tools to be a serious roadblock to building a barrier-free next-generation web. There are literally millions of web developers out there, and we've been hanging out with a small band of fanatics. We're going to change the web. Well, guess what? So that the web can be accessed by screen readers, and so that we can reach all the developers that are out there, if we were to do it the old way, which is by hanging out by, you know, with web accessibility advocates, it would take a lifetime. Even then, we wouldn't make a dent. So that approach wasn't working. So what we did is we thought long and hard and said, what can we do? What can we do? Developers out there lack training and they lack tools. So what we did was we created a tool that would eliminate the need for training. This tool trains developers to make their website accessible from the get-go. So this tool is like building accessibility. It's going to help people build accessibility at the dealership rather than more expensive add-ons. Well, at the factory, actually, rather than more expensive add-ons at the dealership. The more such a tool is used, the more accessible the web will become. So what did we do? This tool called WorldSpace FireEyes, the tool that I've been talking about, we've decided to give it away for free. We see the ability of users to be fluent in screen readers as a key skill to Dr. Maurer's initiatives of education and jobs. The reality is, preferred jobs, which are the higher income jobs, require using a computer. Getting an education remotely requires using a computer. So So this isn't just a work medium. So why am I so passionate about internet accessibility? Why? I consider the web more than just a work medium. Some of you may know of Maslow, and in his theory of human motivation, he talks about physiological needs, safety needs, love and belonging, and then finally, self-esteem and self-actualization, or the belonging need. Well, increasingly, the internet is fulfilling all these needs. So what am I thinking about? Physiological needs. Peapod delivers food through the web. Safety. We're talking about Department of Homeland Security. We're talking about financial security. All the banking, all the financial planning is increasingly being done on the web. Love and belonging. Social networks, dating websites. That's happening on the internet. And guess what? I personally have used YouTube videos to inspire myself, so self-esteem and self-actualization is moving to the web. You have a right to access the information that flows on the web. You have an absolute right to the information on the web. So what needs to be done? Well, you need to make some noise. So, what do I mean make some noise besides what you just did? Three things. Number one, write to your Congress now. Write to your congressmen about the proposed changes to the ADA that it should apply to the internet. There is no reason it should not. Number two, any sites, any websites, any places that you're going to on the internet that your screen reader cannot access, write to the corporate relations public affairs people. Let them know. Number three, send an email to nfb2010@dequ.com. 2010@deque.com. I, as the president and CEO of DQ, make a personal commitment to each one of you here that I will respond to each email and see what the barrier is. Thank you.